Undercover Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome. We're here at Lima Perry High School, where the Indians are going to take on the Lima Perry Commodores. My information says they're coming in at 20-4, and our Indians are coming in at, I believe, 13-10 now. We're a little over 500. We've made a really nice run here in the last 10 days or so. When we had a week off that we weren't able to play, and then we played a week ago Monday, and we've had, I think this is our eighth game in just a few days, and in just 10 days, I think, and we've done very, very well. So Indians have been hitting the ball well. I think we are 6-2 now since we started back up after the week off with rain. And right now they're having the coaches meeting at home plate, and probably in a few minutes, in a minute or so, we'll be going to the national anthem. So, let me grab the book there so I can see who's pitching for us today. And it is Bo Tin. Yeah, that's what Bob and Dave and Harold were thinking, that it would probably be Bo Tin. So I'll try to, we didn't get their first name, so I'm going to try to get it off of our roster that we got. But their leadoff man will be Joey Horston, and Travis Nanchoff, Ryan Yinkst, Hunter Klett will be in the four position. Jahu Muniz, it will be in number five. And Shively, trying to find Brady Shively. And Brady Mulholland. And Hunter Scott. Hunter Scott. And the designated hitter will be... not finding him. This says Ardner, but I don't see an Ardner on there we go. Braylon Ardner, sophomore. He'll be the designated hitter in the nine spot. So that's where we are right here. We're looking to see, I think that's Dave Kalpin, his T-Bird that just pulled in. I got a red T-Bird convertible. It'd be a great day to be driving that. Hope he doesn't end up with a baseball in it, but he might have the top up, so might not end up in there. So anyway, the Indians look like this. Will be Troy, Landon, Kale, Marcus, Riggs, Kendrick, Alex, Bo, and Brock. So they're introducing our Indians here now. And let's just take a commercial break here, and we'll come back after the national anthem. That'll be a couple of minutes here, so let's just go ahead and take a break.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Thank you, would be.
All right, we're on the air, but I have no listening. I can't hear me, but everybody can hear me.
I can't hear
none
either.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery.
More names will be read at the top of each hour throughout
school Indian baseball. Me and Harold Feely going to bring you an exciting game here in the sectional finals, Fee.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we got a big game here right now.
I still get better.
Yeah,
I can hear you. Getting better.
Now we're getting better. We got our main guy, McNeil, on the computer.
McNeil's
getting things figured out. He's not as grumpy as he was the other night, Fee. He's better. He's better mood. He got mad the other night. Yeah, he got excited. Anyhow, we're getting ready for first pitch here. It looks like Lima Perry's out there.
Let's go.
Lima Perry's out there ready to play defense. They're the home team. And it's going to be Joey Horstein's going to be the starting pitcher here for, I think, and I don't know if the paper's right, but 24-4. Does that sound right?
20-4.
Okay.
20-4 is what I got here.
20-4 coming into the ninth game, and the Indians 13-10 coming off the exciting game Tuesday night at Delta St. John's, where we won that bad boy by one run. And
let's keep these bats hot.
Yeah, we had 10
hits the other night.
We had 10 hits, and here sets Troy. Troy Homan going to be the leadoff guy for the Indians. He steps in there, takes first pitch outside for ball one. We are right behind the blue.
We are.
We have a good seat tonight. That one's same pitch. Called that strike. Must have hit that on the outside edge. Bigger strike zone than we had Tuesday night, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that was pretty wide.
All right, Troy.
All right, Troy. Come on, baby. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm afraid that one was a little elevated to me.
Wow.
A little outside, but called for a strike right there, so Bo 10 needs to keep an eye on that. I'm assuming Bo Diddley's doing our starting pitching. That was swung on. Got a piece of that back to the screen. Yep, Bo's going to be on the mound for the Indians. But
hopefully the strike zone stays the same.
We will definitely have a mound note of that one. I can tell you that because that one was unreachable.
And outside.
That one swung on and fouled out of play.
Torres mad about that one. I think he just missed out.
That's a straight one coming right down the middle.
Straight one down the middle. Pretty good one to hit.
You know, the neat thing about this kid is he's battled the other night and you know, he started pitching and Oh, there we go. That's outside.
I was going to say, yeah, he calls that a strike.
He calls that a strike. We're back in the car heading home.
Yeah, we might as well head her home.
Two balls, two strikes to Troy. Nobody out here. Top
keep
of the
battling
first game.
Here. Come on, Levin.
Right back
five.
At him.
Attaboy, Troy.
Making a good at bat out of this one, making him pitch some pitches.
Good at bat.
That's yeah, Troy started the game the other night, Fee, and had a little bit of control troubles with his curveball. Battled through. Indians come back. He might possibly be able to pitch tonight.
Oops. That's pretty good.
Got him right there on the inside corner. Strike three. So Troy Boy goes down looking for the first strike out in the game. This kid's got some pretty good live arm, too.
He's yeah, got, he's some, got pop some pop to it. To it. Yep.
And that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate.
All right, Landon. Get us started here, boop. Good crowd here for the
yeah,
Indians.
There's a lot of people here.
Indians got a big crowd. Curveball.
Strike. Right there across the plate for a strike.
Yes, sir.
We got to tip our hats to Judy and Mark Post. They brought us right here.
Yeah, they
that
did.
That one swung on and fouled back to the screen for a strike.
Fouled off. In the hole here a little bit.
Yeah, he gets in trouble. No balls, two strikes.
Come on, Landon. Put her in play here. Let's make him field it.
Swing and a miss. Got him on the curveball. So they must have a, you know, obviously more than one good pitcher if they're 20-4.
Exactly.
Or they score a bunch of runs, but they yeah. beat Bremen the other night 3-1.
Yeah, and they were talking about they had one good stud, and I assumed he pitched probably the other night.
That's kind of what Bobby and I thought, too.
This kid here looks pretty good, though.
Yep, that one's outside. Going to be a ball. Nice field. 3-10 down the left field line.
Yeah.
Somebody could pull one out of there. 3-10 down the right field
got
line.
A red Ford Explorer. Be a perfect place to put this, Cam.
I'd like to see it.
And he did.
He hit her pretty hard.
Pretty good, but
left fielder looks like he's going to be able to make
in.
A play, and he does.
Yep, he's got her. Quick inning.
So the Indians go down in order. 1-2-3, and we're through a half an inning complete. Lima Perry coming to the plate. No score.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Lima Perry Commodores coming to the plate. Going to be Joey Horston, Travis Nanchoff, and Ryan Yankst for three batters here for the 20-4. What league are they in? Fee, help me out there.
You know, I'm not sure.
They have to have a pretty good record in that.
Yeah, I'd have to think they're probably leading it.
Bo-10 on the mound for the Indians. Had a great year. He's had some great starts. He had a good start in his last outing, and
he did.
Yeah, he's you know, I not that I'm ready to end this season by any stretch of the imagination, but man, Bobby and I got talking about next year's starters and potential of getting, you know, Patchy back in there. Holy cow, we got some great arms coming back for
we
next
do.
Year's season. So
yeah, things are looking up there at the old fort.
Yeah, it's gonna be
I got
exciting.
A little message from Dave Blockburger is telling me Yinkst is their stud pitcher. He pitched against Bremen on Tuesday, and Horston is their number two. Is very solid.
Block
should be a good game.
Absolutely, Block doing a little
bit
of
scrimmage this year. Perry beat us in a low-scoring scrimmage. They are in the NWCC.
NWCC,
which is Northwest. Beyond bad.
Northwest.
That's what.
Oh, look at that!
Thank you, dear.
How about that curveball coming in there? Made him back out of that batter's box. Boat cuts her across the plate for a strike. Here comes the 0-1. Oops, fastball, a little
elevated.
Not too bad,
not too bad. Bring her down a little.
Defense looks like this. Brock Deuce down to third.
Way in, too, by the way. Kind of looking for maybe try to sneak a bum in.
There's a ground ball over to Brock. Brock hits a good hop. Fires down to Kendrick, and that's going to be out number one.
Nicely done, Brock Deuce.
One up, one down for the Commodores. And that's going to bring Travis Nanch off to the plate.
Brock played him in on the grass there. Played way in. I expected maybe a bump. Hit the ball right to him on a one-hopper. Perfect.
Sophie, this is how I expect our infield to be next year.
Yep.
See how low and short it is?
Yep. This is nice.
Yeah, it is. That would say it's a little high and inside.
All right, Indians.
Here comes a 1-0.
There's a good pitch.
Right down the pipe.
That a boy.
One one swung on and fouled out of play.
Way back.
Hats off to the old girls, too.
Absolutely.
Good luck
great,
to them tomorrow night.
Great win over the Minster. Number one seeded Minster. Wildcats went down. Another great game.
Check swing on that one.
It's kind of listening to you guys and sneaking back to the girls' game and about the same game.
It was exciting.
Great,
yeah.
Exciting games, both of them.
Two balls, two strikes to Travis Nanchoff. That's hit pretty well out towards right center. That's going to fall in there. Troy's going to make a play on it, and he's going to hold him to first base.
So nice,
nice piece of hitting right there for the game's first hit off Bow 10 was Travis Nanchoff. He's down at first base, and that brings Ryan Yinkst to the plate.
Yinkst, good-looking kid.
So he must be a lefty, I'm saying. Lefty hurdler?
Yep, I'd say you're probably right. Big boy.
He is out in center field tonight. He is a big, tall kid. Nice pitch right there. Hits
the outside
edge.
He likes
that
outside one, doesn't he?
Back to the defense. Alec Deuce over at shortstop. Landon Post, as always, at second. Big Kendrick down at first. Marcus behind the plate. A little low right there. One ball, one strike. Out in the outfield, we got Kale. Out in left field, Troy out in center. And I'd say, and I can't see, but I'm assuming Riggs Toby out in right.
Yep, I'd have to think.
There is a rocket between short and third out to Kale. Kale scoops it up. So back-to-back base hits puts runners at first and second. And that's going to bring the number four hitter, Hunter Klett, to the plate. So Bo in a little bit of a jam here. He's got one out. Let's get an out right here.
Yeah, let's just turn double play here and get in here.
Way to get ahead. Popped up and out of play. Here comes a 1-0-1. Curveball, perfect.
Good pitch. Way ahead now, Bo. Got to hit yours.
That was a good pitch right there.
That was.
That baby kind of
dropped down where he's pretty tough to hit.
Yeah, that one. Tough one. And here comes the pitch in there.
Oh.
Just check
about,
swings.
Just about got him nibbling there.
Yeah. Brock playing about three steps behind the bag at third. I'd like to see him get a grounder, step on third and go
ooh,
one.
That'd be nice.
Big hole down there short. Alex trying to hold him on. Nice job by Marcus.
Good job, Marcus.
That one. Two balls, two strikes now.
A couple outside pitches there, trying to get him to nibble a little bit.
I think that's all right.
That's not a bad idea.
No, I think that's all right. So we really don't know. We really don't know how many pitches Alex pitched the other night. We're not sure about Troy.
Yeah.
So those guys might be able to.
Oh, got him.
Nice
love,
job
love
right
that
there.
Inside.
I tell you what, that was right across. I could see that perfect, and that baby just hit the inside edge for a strike. So Bo's first strikeout, out number two in the inning.
Oh, fastball moved in on him on that one.
That was a great pitch.
Good pitch. Let's get out of this thing.
Now, with two away, runners at first and second again. That's going to bring the number five hole hitter.
What are you going to do with this one?
It's Yahoo Moonies. There's a weak grounder up to the middle to short. Alex comes up, fires
nice
over the cutter.
Job.
And that's going to do it for the inning. They pick up a couple of hits, nothing to show for it. We're 3-1 complete. No score here in Lima.
You're busy, but the family's hungry. Give Miracle Lanes a call at 375-4274, and they'll take care of the cooking. Whether it's their awesome pizza, subs, wings, great sandwiches, fried goodies, everybody can get what they want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their all-you-can-eat pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. And if you're looking for a fun idea for your kid's birthday party, call Miracle Lanes and reserve a lane or two, and you'll have a bunch of happy kids, and you'll have no muss and fuss. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. And they'll be closed starting Sunday, May 22nd, and will reopen on Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful day at the ballpark out here.
4-5-6
Lima
Ferry.
Probably. Yeah, it's going to be 4-5-6. Going to be Marcus Garkey, Riggs Toby, and Kendrick Wendell.
Sounds like runs.
Kendrick hit one on the screws the other night. Dead straightaway center field. If you hit that here tonight, looks like the flag's kind of
helping a little bit.
I think it is.
Blowing out, maybe.
Can't really tell.
Sure looks like it. Be blowing out a little bit left side. We might see a bomb today.
Hopefully it's from the purple jerseys.
And hopefully it's the purple jerseys. I agree.
Yeah, this young man's got a pretty live arm right here.
Yeah, he does.
Well, we got to get somebody on.
Get started
first
here,
off, yep. So let's see if we can get Marcus to be our first base runner.
Been hitting the ball pretty well as of late.
Come on, 14.
I can make some plays here.
That pitch right there at the knees for a strike.
Pretty good curveball.
He's got a pretty live arm, too. Yeah, he does.
Hanging in there.
He's not near as big as their other guy.
That one's foul. It was a cue ball.
Spency brought us popcorn.
Spency with some seeds.
We'll just lay her down, Spency. That way it don't blow over. Thank you.
Good call. All righty.
Oh, all right, Marcus.
Nope.
A little low right there. Boy. One ball, two strikes now to Marcus. The other night, I'm watching Marcus. I told Bubba it looked like he had a sore arm or hurting or something. There's a ground ball down the line. First base.
Oh, he called it foul.
No way.
Called it foul. Woo.
Did that not look like it was fair?
Oh, it looked fair from here, but. It
sure did.
They were standing right on top of it. I'll give him that one. Hit a shot down the first baseline.
Yeah, that was two all the way. That's one ball, two strikes to Marcus.
Benny's kind of saying, I thought that was fair.
Yeah, I really might be
arguing with him a little bit. But. Swing and a miss.
Going to throw it down the
Look out. Here we go. Base. Go, Marcus.
That right there is why you take off the first after that bobble.
Yep.
Catcher came up with it, had all the time in the world, and threw it about 4 feet over the first baseman.
Lead off runners on. That's what we like.
So we get a runner on a K, and we'll take it.
We'll take that.
That's an extra out. You give us four outs, we're going to score a run. Lead off guy on now, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate.
Come on, Riggsy.
Riggsy may very possibly try to lay down the old.
Yeah, I'm wondering too. Maybe try to move him up.
Shows bunt.
Ooh, way over it. So you got Darren throw another one down there, Marcus.
Yeah, he's got it in his head now.
Yeah, he might have him. He may not want to throw down there. Come on, Riggsy, get her down.
Yeah, Riggsy went after that pitch. Shows bunt again. This time he bunts it down to the pitcher. Pitcher scoops up, fires over to first base for the out. Perfect sacrifice bunt by Riggs Tobin.
We got us a runner in scoring position. Marcus out at second base.
Nicely done there by Riggs. Now it's up to Kendrick to drive him home.
Get him home here, Kendrick.
Alex Deuce on deck. Glad to see Alex batting here. Yeah.
Hey, there's
pretty
a
good.
Shot
right
again.
Center.
Attaboy, attaboy.
That's going to land in there, looks like.
Come on,
I think he's going to wave him home. No, he's going to hold him.
Held him up. One out.
Going to hold him. One out. Didn't want to make that second out at home.
Yeah, don't want to make
we
second
out. We got thrown out at home the other night.
Yep.
But Kendrick with the
good
first base of the game for the Indians, and that's going to put runners on the corners.
That's big. Get something going here. And I come. Alex?
Alex was on a little mini tear there. About the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And then he kind of pulled off a little bit. Let's see if he can find a spot here.
Got to put it in play.
Good fly ball.
Runner in.
Yeah, put it in play. Swings at the first
high.
One. Comes back
like
to the
that
screen.
High
heat.
All right, come on, Alex.
Both 10 on deck for the Indians.
One out. Get a big hit here.
Well, yeah, a base hit here would be huge, wouldn't it?
There's
shows
the
bunt. Bunts are foul.
Maybe a little safety squeeze there,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, he wasn't coming.
Yeah. All right, now we go. Alex, two strikes.
No balls, two strikes.
Strike three.
Yeah, yeah. No doubter.
Her ball Alex, ran right to him.
Alex takes this maybe for a K burger.
Yeah, we got to do that. Better than that.
Now with two away, that brings Boateng to the plate. Boateng had a hit the other night. Actually got thumped one time.
Got
an RBI.
Done,
yeah.
Come on now. Help yourself here.
Big opportunity here for the Indians. We got a runner 90 feet away.
Nope.
That one's low and outside.
Oh, attaboy. Come on, Boateng. Find a hole.
And actually, a pretty warmed up Brock Deuce on deck. I'd like to see Brock get a chance here.
Yeah,
he got a couple hits the other night.
Starting to hit the ball pretty good.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it. There's a ground ball. Get in there.
Attaboy.
That baby's in the hole, and that's
nice
going to score
Bo.
One.
Attaboy. Way to help yourself there, Bo.
Absolutely. Marcus Garkey comes across the plate for the game's first run, and the Indians take an early 1-0 lead.
Oh, that old air might come back and haunt them there a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, it did. That's a unearned run right there.
Come on, Brock. We ain't done yet.
So two hits in the inning for the Indians. We got runners at first and second. And the nine-hole hitter, Brock Deuce, up to the plate. Come on,
Kendrick,
Breezer.
We need you to score, buddy, on a hit.
Whoa, he wanted
way
that,
out front of that curveball. He was hoping for a fastball.
He was waiting, baby. He took a cut.
He hit it. It would have went away.
He was going to go over the red. Yep, forward out there.
Shot,
that one hits up the middle.
Ooh, nice play,
nice
by,
play
the
by the shortstop. He steps on the bag, and that'll do it for the Indians.
All right.
Deucey hit it hard. But in the inning, the Indians pick up one run on a couple of hits. And we'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. Indians with an early lead, 1-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have Village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back. You're getting ready for the bottom half of the second inning. Bo 10 on the mound for a second inning of work. First offering is a ball outside. He's going to be facing, I don't have this kid's first name down, Brady Shively.
Brady. Ooh, close.
Come on.
Go get him, Bo.
Two balls, no strikes. Indians up one with a quick run there in the top half of the second inning.
Yeah, the old air came back and got him there.
Yes, it did. There's a ground ball to Alex. Alex bobbles it once.
He's got time. Still got time, baby.
Fire boy. Kendrick and Mixie out. So nice play by Alex. Recovered. Bobbled it twice. And still had time to get him.
Boy, that's nice having a gun.
Yeah.
So you can
got himself
that.
A little cannon down there.
Get away with a little bobble here and there and come up throwing hard.
Absolutely. So now we got Brady Mulholland.
Mulholland.
Coming up here to bat. Big boy right here, Fee.
He is a big kid.
First offering is a little bit outside for a ball.
17, I think.
You know, I don't remember what game it was. I did, and Bo started pitching. In the second inning, of the game, he came out and he started throwing walks. Not throwing walks, throwing balls. Just like this. And he got down two times in that inning, 3-0, and came back and got him battled back. Yeah, and I remember thinking, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah, he's just a little high on his first couple. Another one, huh? Whoop, we're going to give him that one.
Got a call on that one. Two balls and a strike.
I'd have had him 3-0.
Yeah, I thought it was high.
But he's a big kid.
Here comes a 2-1.
Yes, sir.
Nice pitch right there on the inside corner. Kept that one down.
Atta boy, boy.
Coming back. Two balls,
Come
two strikes.
Now. Get him yourself here.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. Nice job, Bo 10.
Good job, Bo.
So two up, two down, and that's going to bring the number 8 hole hitter, Hunter Scott, to the plate. Another lefty. He's the right fielder for the Commodores.
Hunter Scott, freshman. Looks like a freshman. He's a little skinny guy. Looks pretty athletic, though.
Yes, he does.
Good pitch. Boy, you got to just hug that outside corner.
He loves that,
too. This guy really likes that.
Yeah, he sure does. No balls in a strike. Two outs here. Bottom of the second inning. Indians up by a run.
Yes, sir.
Exact same pitch.
All day out there, baby. All day.
Exact same pitch. Now he's ahead 0-2.
Way ahead now. Make it tough.
Here comes the upper trolley right in his hands. Goes with the fastball. Easy ground ball down to Landon. Landon up and fires over to Kendrick, and he got him.
Nice
job.
Stretch by Kendrick. Good job.
I tell you the difference before we go and break. The difference is that short grass in that infield, that ball's getting to him a little quicker.
It's a little quicker.
Yeah, getting to him a little quicker.
Pretty
Both
fast.
Infielders bobbled him, but had time to get him. Hey, we're through two in the books. Indians lead 1-0.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors, or get it in a Clipper Parfait or Specialty Sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case and Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back getting ready for the top of the third inning, P, and Indians got
top of the lineup,
clinging to a one-run lead, looking to play a little add-on here.
What's add-on? I like
here
it.
We go, 1-2-3. Troy Oman leads us off.
Troy looking to bunt, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, maybe third baseman in a little?
Yes, he did. Pulled back plenty of time, takes a ball. Troy Boy struck out looking his first time up. That pitch a little elevated, and that's going to be ball two.
Who?
Ryan, 10-0.
He said, oh, is he here?
He said, I might do it, but I'm going to see if one of the girls wants to do it.
So oh. Pitch way outside. Okay.
Coming out.
So Troy Boy's way up here.
All right, Troy, get on here, buddy.
Yeah, he's up 3-0. Let's get that leadoff guy on one way or another.
Nice.
Shows Mont taking all the way. There. That's going to be strike one. Now he's ready to hit. And when he pops up, looks to me like that's going to be out of play.
Yep. Full count.
So now he's going to get the payoff pitch.
Come on, Troy. Took a lot of pitches first inning. Ended up with a strikeout swinging, but
yeah,
that's what a leadoff guy's supposed to do.
Well,
get a lot of pitches.
Probably 8 pitches.
See what the kid's got. And you can tell the guy on deck.
Oh, struck him out again looking.
Took that one looking pretty close.
Yeah, it was a little low. I thought it was low, but
yeah,
the umpire saw it differently, and Troy goes down again looking. For out number one.
All right, Landon.
In the top of the third inning. Landon also struck out swinging his first time.
Boys, we got to make these guys feel. Let's go. See if they can field the ball.
That pitch outside, low for a ball.
Kid likes his curveball.
Yeah, nice job by Horseman. He got down 3-0, came back, and got him looking.
He did.
That one swung on.
That's out of play.
So he evens the count at 1-1. Reds picked up another W today against the
yes,
Guardians.
Sir. They're on their way back.
Well, in their last 10 games, they had to win at least 7, I'd say.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Now, if they can do that the rest of the year, we might get back to 500.
It'd be 500, huh?
There's come a high hopper.
Get up over here.
Oh, the nope. Pitcher come off the mound.
Look at
nicely.
This. Look at this. Pulled him off.
And he pulled him off the plate.
We got to make these guys field the ball.
Yeah, that's another error right there. That's two errors now on the Commodores.
Yep.
Through
make
basically
it hurt
six
again.
Outs.
Make it hurt
so.
Again. Come on, Cale Rammel.
Now, number two, Cale Rammel steps into the plate. Actually, it was he had plenty of time. He got off the mound easy and backed up, had a high hopper to him, had yep. Landon by 20 feet, and he pulled his first baseman off the bag.
Threw
and
straight up, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Landon ran hard down there.
Let's get that Ford Explorer one time.
Swinging a miss, swinging hard.
He was trying to.
Yeah, I think Landon's probably going to try this catcher out now that we got a guy down there. We'll maybe wait for a yep. Strike or two here. But
yeah, I'd say you're right. See what's going on. He got a pretty good lead over there. He's going back plenty early. Grab another one.
He was back in there pretty easy. He can yep. Get a half step.
He can get another half step.
340's in the alleys.
Come on now.
There goes the runner. Hit and run. Fouled back here to the screen.
Hit or foul? Kale made contact, but pulled it.
Yeah, I'd say that was a hit and run, no doubter.
I would say you might see another one.
Yeah, I'd say you might.
0-2. Come on now. Big lead at first.
There goes Landon. And he fouls another
same
one.
Same play.
Yep. Same spot, too.
Right over to Marcus.
Right back to Marcus. Deck, Marcus is like, what in the world? Hit it that way, boys.
He's taking that make a contact swing, which ain't bad when you got 0-2.
Let's take a rip at one here. Mike, no problem. Back easy.
That's the way he needed to throw it first and get Landon out the first time.
Yep. That would have helped him.
Yep.
He had plenty of time.
Through the oofus over there. Here comes the pitch. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. He's going to come up with it. He's going to try to make a decision. Now he's waiting.
Safe. Yes.
And I tell you what. So he made a decision here.
Good hustle.
He was thinking he was going to go to second and try to get the force out at second. And he double clutched. And then he decided to go to first. Kale Hall and Tail down the line. And he's safe.
Yes, sir.
I actually thought he might have been out by half a step.
I thought he might have, too. It's close.
But in the
bang,
end.
Bang, bang.
Absolutely.
Official knows what he's doing. Called him safe.
So Landon over at second. Kale at first. And my thinking is, that's a hit, right?
I'd have to say.
I mean, he fielded it.
He made the choice, but.
I give the hit.
I think he looked over, like you said, at second, thought he had a chance, and then after he seen how close Landon was.
Yeah, Landon had a good job.
I better go first, and then Kale was flying. Did a good job.
So the coach goes out and talks to Horseman here in the mound and says, hey, straighten up.
He's not getting any breaks.
One out. We'll score some runs. We're all right. In the meantime, the Indians got a little something-something going here. Marcus Garkey
at
the plate.
Yeah, let's get it going here. This is kind of one of them. Interesting to see how big a lead Landon gets down there. He could maybe steal it on his own. Love to get him to third.
Yeah, that would be big, get him over to third base. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on.
Just a little late.
That's going to be out of play.
Might be in a car. Nope, just missed.
I guarantee you there's a Chrysler Pacifica sitting in the Elvis parking lot yet after getting thumped the other night.
Total.
It was unbelievable. All right, here comes the 0-1. Runners at first and second.
Back.
He's going to try to go to second.
Atta boy.
Kind of a crazy little move right there.
Yeah. He'll jump up in the air and flip back. Back easy.
Come on, Marcus. I'm a little gapper out there.
Oh.
Swinging some high cheese.
And after that high cheese, that was over his head. Got a battle now, 0-2.
Pretty tough to get that bat up that high.
Yeah, then make contact.
Here comes the 0-2, one out. Indians up by one. There goes Landon, and that is rocketing
it
down.
Oh, boy, he just missed it.
Man, he hit that baby on the screws, and it was about 4 feet foul down third baseline.
Hit it hard down that third base.
No
third
way Coach Ike even saw that baby coming.
Nope, that would have been at least one run.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because Landon took off.
Kel was coming hot, too. Same thing. Come on, Marcus, straighter out this time.
All right, now it's 0-2. Here comes the pitch.
Right up the
and
middle
that
base
is
hit. That a boy.
Right up the gut. Here comes Landon, and coach is going to hold him up. Center fielder came in and got it. And now.
Come on, Rigsy.
Now, Marcus over at first. Kale down to second. Landon posted third, and here comes Riggs Toby.
Come on, make it hurt now. Come on, 12.
Rigsy with a perfect sacrifice his last time up. And this time, he got the opportunity to drive in a couple ducks on the pond
here,
Pete.
This is a guy that might be a squeeze guy. I don't know.
That maybe was right down the park.
That's a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
Come on, Rigsy.
No balls in a strike. One out here. Top of the third inning. Indians clinging to a one-run lead, looking to play add-on.
Infield's all in, too.
There's a nice curveball right there. Whew. Comes across the plate for a strike. So now Rigsy's got to do some work here.
Perry's defense all in. Let's hit the ball hard right by somebody here.
Ooh. There is a high chopper foul.
Fouler off.
Boy, I'd like to see a couple runs come across your plate this inning fee and give us a little cushion here.
Yes, I'd like that too. We got the opportunity right here.
Yes, we do. We got the bases full, nobody or one out.
0-2, inning close here. Let's put a play.
Shot. That is a right to the shortstop. Shortstop's coming home. He's going to get the force out of play. Nice play by the shortstop. Nice hit by Landon.
Right by
Rigsy, but man, that's exactly how it's supposed to work for the Perry boys, and it did.
Now they can back up.
So Landon goes down.
Kendrick, we need one more big hit out of you, bud.
Six to two for out number two. Kale's over to third. Marcus is at second. First base is open.
No, no. We're loaded. We got the out.
Oh, yeah, we got the out at home. That's right. Riggsy makes it down on a fielder's choice. So bases are still loaded, and Kendrick now steps to the plate.
Come on, Kendrick. Same spot you hit it last time. Nobody there. Strike.
Oh, man. He debated on calling that one
strike.
Yeah,
he was looking at it.
Base is still loaded. Two outs now. Here comes the pitch.
Swing and a miss.
Took a good rip at that one.
He did.
Came up empty. Now he finds himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes.
Got a battle now, Kendrick. Come on, baby. Square one up here.
There's a weak grounder back to the pitcher. Pitcher's going to almost run this one over to first base.
Oh, and he dropped it. God, keep running.
And he picked it up just in time. Holy cow, that'll give the coach a heart attack. About gave me a heart attack, but hey.
Yep, about did it again.
In the inning, we get the bases full. We don't get anybody across the plate. We got 2.5 in the books. We're up 1-0.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. We got a lucky enough to talk to a couple of the high school girls that are going to have a big game tomorrow night at Wapakoneta. And girls, great game the other night, beating Minster. You had to be fired up.
Thank you. We were so fired up. That's probably one of our biggest wins yet was Minster. So winning that game just gave us the extra little edge.
Absolutely. So now we're going to face a pretty tough Lincoln View team, right?
Yep, and we've been doing some scouting. So
we have a pretty good game plan
coming up.
Oh, good. We haven't played them during the year or anything like that.
No, not this season. Nope.
Okay. So the game starts what time tomorrow night?
At 5 p.m.
We got a 5 p.m. start for the girls' softball. If you got nothing going on, by all means, head to Wapakoneta and watch these young ladies play. They've had a heck of a year. What's your record now?
That's a hard question.
Uh-oh,
actually,
got her. I think I got her.
Got me on that one.
Well,
Callie, do you know my record?
Like 13-7.
13-7? Is that what you? 13-7?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know. Might be out on this one.
Well, I tell you what, we certainly wish you the best of luck, and I hope the game plan works out for you, and we're certainly going to be listening. And Harold and I are thinking about maybe doing the game tomorrow night, but we'll see once how that works out. But certainly going to stay in touch with you, and I wish you the best of the luck.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Stick around, and we'll talk to you between the next inning.
All right.
All right, back to the ball game here. It's the bottom of the third inning, and Bo Tin back out on the mound for his third inning of work. Indians lead 1-0. Oh, great curveball.
I'll be back
over right there, I tell you what. It's going to be 9-1-2 here for the Commodores in the bottom of the third.
All right, let's go now.
Braylon Ardner is the batter. He's the DH for Jeremiah Jackson, who is the left fielder. Swinging a miss.
Atta boy, Bo.
Bo dealing right now on DH right there. He goes down swinging for out number one.
I think you were talking to this Sophie, wasn't it? Sophie Pearson?
I don't know. I don't think. It could have been. I was trying to figure it out myself.
No. I got, I'll talk to Callie on the next one.
Ooh, look at that curve working
right
now.
That's a nasty curve.
I tell you what, nobody touching that.
That's a good one.
Big Bo gets ahead of the leadoff guy. We're back up to Joey Horseman, who grounded out to Brock his last time up. He finds himself in a hole, 0-1.
Ooh, wicked.
About to chase that curveball there in the dirt. Now it's 1-1.
Good pitch. Good
Isaac,
pitch.
Isaac, who was the young lady we was talking to right there?
What?
Who was the young lady we was talking to?
Sophie Pearson.
Sophie, it was.
Well,
Sophie. Good
job.
What a pitch right there. That's three straight curveballs, and this young man's like, I don't want nothing to do with that curve.
He surely got a fastball in there somewhere.
No,
huh?
Sir. Bring him the Uncle Charlie ball.
Nope, here Uncle Charlie one more time.
And he does go fastball, and he gets a piece of it over to Landon. Landon pops up, fires over to Kendrick for out number one.
Nice job. Two outs.
So two up, two down, and that's going to bring Travis Nanchoff to the plate.
All right, let's go.
Nanchoff had a base hit the last time up. That was in the first inning. He actually had the first hit of the game. See if Bo can work on him this time. Now he brings the heater right down the middle.
Good pitch. Couldn't quite get her curve enough.
No, I'm telling you. That kid thought that was going to hit him right in the helmet.
Oh, yeah. It brought back.
Man. Marcus hardly moved his glove. Here comes the 1-1. There's a heater. Gets him swinging right there. Might have had a little bender on that.
I think
too.
That was a bender,
yeah,
too.
I think
yeah.
he did.
Just got it dropped at the end there. Come on, set him down.
Now he's in
hit.
Front of him. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Brought the heat.
Ooh, he did bring the heat.
He gets a piece of it, and he fouls her back in the ag building. Puts a hole in the roof.
Got him thinking now. Come on, Bo.
Well, I think right now you got to bring him out, Uncle Charlie.
He don't like it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he's been working that good. There comes the pitch. There's the curveball. He gets a piece of it, and it's going to be out of play.
Yeah. Kendrick made a nice hustle over there, but no chance.
Well, it's kind of weird. Their dugout sticks out.
Yeah.
And the fence goes back behind it. So there's room in there that we kind of lost Kendrick.
Yeah. You can actually play off of it.
Yeah, so you can. Still 1-2,
yes,
and he gets him on high cheese. Nice
boy.
Job, Bo Tim. Excellent inning for Bo. 1-2-3 again. 6 up, 6 down. Last 2 innings for Bo. We'll go to the top of the 4th. Big Fee going to get you some runs for the Indians.
Yes, sir.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at Fort Recovery Insurance.
14-8.
All right. Hey, we're back here, and we're interviewing the girls. They got a big game tomorrow. They had a huge game on Tuesday night against the Minster Lady Wildcats. Wildcats went down. Callie, Wendell, I get to talk to Callie, and
yep.
Calpy was just talking to Sophie Pearson. What a fun game to play in. I mean, that's what it's all about. You got the crowds excited, and I got to watch it on WOSN last night, and it just looked like such a fun game to play in.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I think the best part was listening to the dads up in the stands.
Oh, yeah, I loved it, too. You could
so
hear
much.
Them yelling, let's go!
Even on the TV, you could hear it when we rewatched,
yeah.
when we rewatched it.
Yeah, very fun. I tell you what. Well, mom and dads have got to be pretty proud of you guys right now.
Yeah.
You got a chance, Callie, of doing something that I don't think any Fort Recovery team's ever done before, and that's go to the regionals.
Yeah.
And we got a big team, a good game coming up here, the Lincoln View Lady Lancers. I'm sure they're going to be tough. They got a nice record, too. They came in the 3rd seed. You guys were the 4th.
Yep.
You said we are, what, 14-8.
14-8.
After the big win on the other night. But I seen you, you had a big hit in the game.
Yeah.
And I think maybe stole a base or two.
Yep. I think I had 2, yeah.
I thought so, too. You did a great job. Had a great, great day at second base.
Yeah, had our first double play of the year.
Yes, huge play by you guys. That was awesome. I tell you what, you came out in the 8th inning, and the first 2 plays, I was telling Calpy that the diving catch by Greasy, and
yep.
then the diving catch out by Emily out in right field.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's as good as it gets. I tell
know.
You what, that's just pure effort by both of you. A couple girls got on, you know, got a little nervous, but Sophie says, no, not going to happen today. So you guys shut them down. What a fun atmosphere. It's been you guys just seem like you're having fun. The whole team does, and it's been such a great team effort by you.
Yep, we're having a lot of fun this year. Yep.
I tell you what, that's what it's all about. If you can do that, that's the main thing you can do.
Yep.
Well, good luck tomorrow night, kiddo, and get us a W. Let's go to the regionals for the first time.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. All right, we're back at it here. Base hit into left field. Alex Deuce. That a boy. Line drive. That was hit well.
That's a pretty hit.
That is a pretty hit.
I think that's hit number 5 for the Tribe so far in this ball game.
Definitely hitting the ball. They're starting to find that groove, and I like it. Bo 10 coming up. Bo helped himself first time up. He had a base hit with an RBI. Our only RBI this game right now. Top of 4 here. Indians lead it. 1-0. Runner goes. Go down to 2nd. He is out.
Pretty good throw down there by that.
That was a good throw. Alex didn't slide. I'm not quite sure why.
I'm not sure about the slide.
But that's the first out of the inning.
Coach Ike giving him a little razzing coming off the field, saying, dude, you got to get dirty.
Yep, you got to get dirty on that one because I think the throw was a little high. Would have been a tough play for him. All right, Bo 10 starts off.
Yeah, he definitely
got
it easier for the second baseman to tag him out.
Bo took a strike on that pitch. 0-1. Horseman winds up. Strike two. Both pitchers have been all over the plate. They're throwing strikes well tonight. Ball a little low. One ball, two strikes. We got the number nine hitter, Brock Deuce, on deck. Brock hit the ball hard his first time up. Swing and a miss. Got him. Two away in the inning. Well, that's Brock Deuce is up.
Yeah, that's right. Brock
then back to the top of the order. Troy Homan, let's get something going here with two.
Was playing in there. When Brock came up, hit it right at that shortstop.
Oh, he hit that hard. Out. Stay fair. Stay fair.
It did.
All right. Atta boy, Brock. Brock rounding. Pulling to second base with an
double.
Easy stand-up double.
Now.
Boy, that throw out at second, that's kind of not good.
Yeah, that probably makes Coach Eichel leave a little more irritated. But now with a little two-out bingo and
now
Troy Homan coming
to
the plate.
And this guy is due.
Yeah, he's got a little chip on his shoulder after taking that last called strike.
Let's turn these guys around and chase the ball one time. Trade places here. Brock Deuce huge lead down second.
Yeah, secondary lead 30 feet off the bag.
Yeah. Make sure you hustle back. Troy took high pitch for ball one. Popped up. Foul ball. Even the count of 1-1. Come on, Troy. Find a hole somewhere and Brock
will score. That'd be something. Get a run here for 2 outs. Back base hits. Big double by Brock. Come on.
Nope. Good luck. 3. 2 balls and a strike on Troy. Got a battle here. Come on, buddy.
He's choking up a little bit on that bat.
Oh, that's a good pitch.
Yeah, that's the one he should have hit.
Things tails back. Evens the count at 2-2. 2 outs.
Come on, 11.
Come on, 11. Got to make contact. And he
chased one outside.
Swinging.
Yep.
Well, in the inning, we get 2 hits and no runs. After 3.5, Indians still lead it. 1-0.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Leading off, Ryan Yeeks for the Perry Commodores.
Bubba said this kid had a dunk against us in the
tournament. A dunkaroo. I think I do remember a dunk. I don't know if it was him, but it probably was. He's a big boy. They had a pretty good basketball team this year. Fouled off, 0-2.
Yeah, but did they lose their next game after us?
Yeah, I think. Bottom of 4. Yanks down. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Got him. High heat. Okay, swinging. That a boy, Ryan.
Well, I tell you what, both just.
He's on it. Yeah. I like it. Let's keep it that way. Hunter Klett going to be your hitter.
But we need to help him out here. Get him a little cushion.
Yeah, we had a couple chances here, but Still can't get that plate dented other than one time. A little high heat and chin music. Ball one. Hunter struck out looking the first time, huh? Slow roller down the third baseline. Gonna go foul.
Count evens a ball and a strike.
I would say the pitcher's dad is the coach, Mark Horseman.
Yep. I guess you are correct. One ball, one strike. Bo with a curveball, beauty. One ball, two strikes. Put one on the corner here. High heat, stayed off of it. Two balls, two strikes. Pretty good pitch by Bo.
Yeah, try to get him to chase that up one.
Yeah. A lot of guys do, too. They like that high heat.
Here comes the 2-2.
Curveball. Got it. Snapped it off right at the end, and that is a K looking again for Mr. Klett. Two down in the inning.
That's 5 Ks for him. 6 Ks? I think he's got, I mean, I got him down over here. There's 4. He got 2 this inning.
2 more. 6 Ks, yeah. Jahu Manus. That's all
feet. Neil's going to kill
that,
baby. You.
He'll be running over in a minute. Muniz.
It's Jahu Muniz. Muniz.
All right, Jahu. How about you strike out, too? Two balls, no strikes. Jahu grounded out to short.
We won't be the first person and the last person.
He's going to get his name butchered a few times. In the dirt. In the dirt, and then it might have been in the coconuts.
Ooh, Marcus not happy.
Marcus ain't happy. That was a bad bounce. 3-0.
Strike coming out. Umpire's got a smile.
He's laughing.
I'm pretty sure we know where it's at now.
Yeah.
He's shaking his wrist, but I'm pretty sure that's...
It ain't his wrist.
He's like, I'm not getting it.
Comes a trainer coming out.
I don't think he can do much with this one.
Marcus, I ain't coming out of the game.
He's heading back. I'm good. 3 balls, no strikes.
I'll get my air back on the bus right home.
Muniz. There's a strike. Nope, caught it outside. Base on ball.
First one of the game, I believe, for either side.
Muniz is on. And that brings Brady Shiveler. Shively,
yep.
Brady Shively. He grounded out to short the first time, huh?
Don't worry about that runner, Bo. Let's get the batter here.
Yep.
Got 2 outs.
Yep. You got to make them work here. Don't give them nothing.
Runner leads away at first.
Not too big a lead. Oh, it's close. A little low.
Oh, I've seen that called a strike already in this moment.
Yeah, I have too. Ball one. Well, I don't know. He just looks like he's kind of aiming it now instead of firing it. Come on, big fella. Give him something to hit. There you go. Outside corner. Anything outside, he'll call a strike. He loves it.
Do you not think that ball was about the same spot and maybe, if anything, a little outside?
A little farther out.
The strike.
Yeah.
Now.
The other one looked better.
Not that we're complaining. We're happy to have one.
Oh, well, thank you.
A ball and a strike.
Our defense, knock it down here.
Help him out here. Runner goes. Marcus fires down and he can make the play.
Oh,
nope.
Man. It was one of them that Marcus threw down there, and it was a pretty good throw. Hit it right down on the dirt, but it didn't come up.
Didn't pop up.
It just stayed low, right low and went right below. Yeah, right below the webbing of Landon's glove. Son of a gun.
Stolen base. Puts him at second. Pitch was called a strike, I think. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Take him yourself. Strike out the side here. What do you think?
Come on, one time. Let's get in and hit. Come on, Bo. Throw it by him here. Here's the pitch. Ooh, curveball. That one's going to be just a little out. Foul. Ooh. Right into the hands, and he dropped it.
Air on the fan.
Fan, not an Indian man.
Yeah.
All right. One ball, two strikes. Bo still ahead.
He's getting heckled down there.
Got something to work with him a little bit. Snap another one of them curveballs off, Bo. Popped up down the right side. Kendrick's going hard, but I don't think he's going to get it. Nope. Good hustle. Briggs, Landon, and Kendrick all hustling over, but not in time.
Nobody's land out there.
Not in time. Still one ball, two strikes. Bo 10 in charge here. Make it tough on him here. He's throwing the old heater right by him, but I think he's got to snap.
I still
want to
make him get two hits here, yeah.
Of Mercer County's Wall of Hope at this year's Hope.
They're going to try to score that tying ground. Big time.
Bo's got to get off or he's going to balk. There we go. Step back. Going to regroup. All right, Marcus. Run them signs one more time.
I think he can throw that curve again. Got a big lead here.
I think, too. Shively. Pitch. Popped up. That one's foul.
He's battling.
He is battling. Good bat by Shively. Let's win the battle right here, though, huh, Bo? Come on now.
A bunch of goose eggs up there. Indians with the only run there in the top half of the second inning.
Come on, Bo.
Oh. Dirt ball. Two balls, two strikes.
It's 2-2 now.
Come on now. Bo's still looking to get him. Let's catch a corner here.
Come on, Bo.
Give me a little corner shot.
Get out of this little jam.
Outside pitch, always a strike. Ground ball. That's a base hit. Good score run.
Come up, Kale. Come up with it, Kale.
Terrible throw. Back over the head. Bo hustling back in, picking it up. Runner at second. Went to second on the throw.
Nice at bat by that young man, Harold.
That was a great at bat. He fouled off about four pitches and got the base hit. Or got to run in. We're all tied up at one. All right, new ball game. They got another guy in scoring position now, though. We got to get out of this.
Yeah, what are we doing? We putting in a pinch runner? No, I think it's the same kid.
No, he's coming back, yeah. He's getting his sliding gloves on. Brady Mulholland, first baseman, comes to the plate. He struck out swinging the first time. Just a little low, not bad.
Pretty good pitch right there.
That was a good pitch. Got right at his knees and broke off, but foul ball.
Tommy G, right at you.
He jumped out of the way of that one. He didn't want no part of that.
Oh, Tom. Oh, he don't want to break the iPad.
Nope. One ball, one strike. On Brady Mulholland. Runner at second base is Brady Shively. Let's keep him there. Time called.
Well, and the Perry fans pretty quiet there. Now they get that run back in. Now they're starting to chirp a little bit.
Trying to get excited again. All right. Swing fouled right at us.
I hit my kneecap. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that was a cracker. One ball, two strikes. On Mulholland. Gate swing, first time up.
Did you flinch over here?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Bo winds, pitches, curveball, got him. Kay looking. But in the inning, they get a hit and a run after four complete. It's all tied up, 1-1.
You're busy, but the family's hungry. Give Miracle Lanes a call at 375-4274, and they'll take care of the cooking. Whether it's their awesome pizza, subs, wings, great sandwiches, fried goodies, everybody can get what they want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their all-you-can-eat pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. And if you're looking for a fun idea for your kid's birthday party, call Miracle Lanes and reserve a lane or two, and you'll have a bunch of happy kids, and you'll have no muss and fuss. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Eric Lane's will open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and they'll be closed starting Sunday, May 22nd, and will reopen on Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. My partner fired himself and gave up a run.
I fired myself. Can't be doing it.
Gave the book back over.
Come on, Landon.
It's going to be 2-3-4. Landon, Kale, and Marcus. First three batters here for the purple and white. I'm inside.
A little tight. A little chin music, they call it.
Postage struck out swinging his first time up, then he reached on an error.
I know. Well,
last time. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman completely closed his eyes.
Yeah, stack that ball. Stick your glove out and it went in it.
That's exactly what happened there. His head was looking at the dugout. Ball goes in the glove. He says routine. Fires over to first.
Ball over through that first bat. First baseman says, I'm 6'5 and nobody can come anywhere near me. Every throw's over my head.
Don't throw it at my feet.
He's in my feet.
Somebody.
My
do somebody. Postage goes down 5-3 for out number one. He is a monster. Kale gets a piece of that one back to the screen.
Oh, Kale.
0-1. Here comes Spencey with the water.
Make Spence. We're parched.
Horston back out there on the old mound again. Young man's throwed a pretty dang good game, too. Too good.
Yeah, both guys have been pretty good.
Yeah, got Kale on the curveball there. Come up empty. Now he finds himself
on
the hole.
Yeah, you got to get that ball. Drive a ball here.
Marcus on deck here for the Indians.
Come on, two.
Wanting a chance here.
There you go. Atta boy. Base hit up the middle.
Right up the gut. So Kale says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive one right back at you for a base knock. So now with one away, Kale down at first. That's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate.
Marcus to the plate. Now
Riggsy's on deck.
Copy, do you send him?
I think you do.
Catcher got threw out Alex Deuce, but he didn't make a very good effort.
I think.
You can get a big lead.
Maybe wait here for a strike.
Yeah,
maybe
see what Marcus does. Marcus might be bunting, too.
He may take that first pitch.
Oh, whoa, up on his head. No, it didn't. That's
okay.
Perfect.
So it didn't hit him. Bounced away from
we got a stolen base on
that one. Popped away from the catcher a little bit. That was way high and in time.
Yep. Popped out of the catcher's glove. Perfect.
But that's exactly
where we wanted it to be.
Kale now down there in scoring
position. Come on, Marcus.
Now with a base hit.
Shot down the line. Foul. That's going to break a windshield. That was hit hard.
Holy cow. Look at that little kid. How'd he get the ball so fast?
I think it hit the old man over there. That old guy, he was holding his side. It was a rope.
I can tell you that. He didn't have time to react because.
No, it was an absolute BB down there.
It did hit the old timer.
I think the old timer's walking her off.
Old timer says, huh?
Said, I ain't hit a shot like that in a while.
What the heck's
going on? I thought I was in good shape.
All right, Mark, straighten her
out. Behind the fence.
That one he pops up, coming right to Harold. Harold, you got it, brother.
I'm going to let that one drop.
Oh, 6 feet away.
Couldn't get up. I know we got the crowd fired up. A lot of heckling, a lot of cackling going on.
Actually, I see our trainer. She did go down there. And
oh, I tell you what. I think that thing just kind of nosedived over the fence and hit it.
It did. It was an absolute missile.
Come on, big fella. You got to keep fighting. One ball, two
all
strikes.
Right. Come on, Marcus. There's a ground ball down to third baseman.
Play.
Third
tough
baseman
play.
On the line. Fires over to first. Makes the play, and Kale's going to transfer over to third.
All right.
So Marcus gets him down to third base. He hits a great play. Best play of the game so far by the third baseman.
That was a good play by the third baseman.
Gets him 5-3 for out number two. But Kale.
We got two outs. We got to
get down there. Now we're past ball or anything, Fee.
Right. We're looking for anything now. How about a balk? Just out of nowhere.
I'm all up for it.
We're up for anything right now.
Absolutely.
And Rick says,
how about if I pop it up?
Third baseman's calling it.
Kale comes across the plate,
and he makes
the catch. So Rizzi pops it up. We get one hit. We get a guy to third. Nothing to show for it. Now we're through four and a half innings. Indians tied with the Commodores 1-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go, Fee, getting ready for the bottom of the fifth
bottom
inning.
Bottom of five.
Clinging to a
this
is tie ball game. It's
Smartburner. Nail biter.
Yeah, better been a great game so far. Hunter Scott's going to lead them off. He's the eighth hole hitter, followed by Braylon Ardner. And then we roll back to the top to Joey Horston.
Let's get these first two guys. Come on now. Strike. He loves that outside strike. Pitch.
I'll tell you what, that's 6 inches off court.
It is. It's a hits. But he's called it. He's been consistent.
Since first pitch of the game.
Left-handers just ain't got a chance.
Tried to put it out there just a half inch further, and he didn't get it that time.
He didn't get it that time.
One ball, one strike here. Big Bo back out there for his fifth inning of work. Throwing a heck of a ball game so far.
Sure has. There you go. That's a way to pull it in there, Marcus.
Now he jumps ahead here. The eight-hole hitter.
Boy, you just got to play
one ball,
out
two
there.
Strikes.
Stay right out there.
And
got
good.
Him. Oh, that's the same pitch.
That was the same pitch.
Woo. Look good.
We've
look
seen
good.
That rung up for third.
Oh, absolutely. I thought he had him.
Here comes a 2-2. Got the curveball, and that's probably going to fall in there.
It
sure it does. Right there in front of Riggs. And
just half swinger.
Yep, that was a quacker.
That was a little quacker in there.
Got his bat on it. Now they got the leadoff guy on. So Hunter Scott now down to first base with a leadoff base hit.
Number nine guy, you about got to think he's going to square here. Brock yep. Deuce moving in.
Yep, fourth base hit of the game here so far for the Commodores. The Indians, I believe, got seven.
Nope.
He's swinging away, and that's going to be a base hit. Out to center field. Troy comes up with it, stays in front of the runner.
That's going to be about it.
And it looks to me like Coach is going to go out and talk to his pitcher here.
Yeah. It's a pretty tough pitch, actually.
What happens. Yeah,
not a bad pitch.
And a good hit. And now, back-to-back hits to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Puts runners at first and second. Nobody out. Coach Ike out there talking to Big Bo. We'll see what he's going to do.
Yeah, see what he's going to come up with. He may give him another inning.
Well, you know, I think he's saying, look, now we roll back to the top. So, defense, let's be ready.
Pats him on the back and says, go get him, young man.
Go let him out.
I like it.
So we roll back to the top of Joey Horston, followed by Travis Manchoff.
That was just about maybe a foot and a half out of Alex's reach.
Yeah.
And if he catches it, it's a double play because the kid was taking off at first. All right. Let's see if we can do something here.
Brock
is going to stay back. I think Kendrick's going to move in for a bunt on this side. Good pitch.
Oh, here comes the curveball. He comes in there and gets it. There. Settle down, Bo. Come on.
Yep.
Get out of this jam.
You can get out of it, Bo.
Yeah, guys on first and second with one out in the first inning and got out of that jam.
Let's just get him out here. Stay with
nice
him, Marcus.
Job,
that a boy. A little bit in the dirt there.
Evens account here. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second. Tie ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Good curveball.
The curveball goes over to Brock. Step on
tag
third.
Tagging Brock, tagging. Oh, got a boy.
All right.
Nice job. Hustled back. Got
great
the tag.
Great job by Brock. So he gets the leading runner.
Good job. Kept him off a third.
So Hunter Scott goes down. Five unassisted for out number one.
One away.
Horston reaches first base on a fielder's choice.
How about that dreaded 6-4-3 right now?
I haven't seen it all year, so that was a great time for it.
I think right now would be the time.
I thought we had one the other night, and they called him safe at first.
Yeah. Good curveball.
There's the curveball.
They're bouncing. Come on, Bo. Keep battling.
Yeah, gets in front of him, man. Quick strike.
Good strike. Good curveball.
Kendrick's still in at first.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, over his head.
So there's a curveball that stays way outside, goes behind the batter's head.
Yeah, that one.
Back to the screen. And now we got runners at second, third.
We got to look them back, go one here. Coach Hank coming back out. Calling time. I don't know.
So Ardner's back over to third now. Horston over to second on that pass ball. First wild pitch, I think, by Bower the whole game. And Coach going to go back out there and talk to him a little bit, see what he wants to do.
Yep. I think they're probably talking about the defense right now. What do we do here? Should we walk this kid? Or
be ready, defense. That's exactly right. So tomorrow night, don't forget, girls play at Wapakoneta. They got the Lincoln View Lancers coming into Walpock, and they have a 5 o'clock start fee. And
yep, going to be a barn burner.
That's going to be a big game for the girls, and yep. We have
never been to the regionals.
Been to the
I know.
Nope. And I don't know if we've ever been to the district finals.
Yeah, Bobby and I talked about it on our radio show last night. We were trying to get calls from somebody, but we thought maybe Crystal Rammel's year. They might have gotten
he brought her up on a district win.
I don't know. I think these girls are in uncharted waters.
Well, I would sure love to see them get off to a quick start.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, by golly, we're going to let Bo in there one more time.
Come on, Bo.
He's got runners at second and third. Two huge runners for the Commodores.
We need to hit right back at somebody so they can look them back, go one. And
defense all in.
We got here. One ball, one strike, curveball. Beautiful curveball. That kid was backing out. He thought he was going to get hit.
Yep, number two hole hitter. Travis,
now, how about some heat on the hands here? High heat on the hands. One ball, two strikes. Backs back out. Boy, a big strike out here would be huge.
That would be huge. Marcus going to have to get big back there and get wide.
Yep, don't let anything get by. He won.
Here comes the pitch.
Oh, he got him. Atta boy.
I'll tell you what.
Little snapping curve got him again.
He can throw that curveball tonight, folks.
He's got her going pretty good.
Out number two, and that's going to bring the number three hole hitter, Ryan Yinks.
Pretty big hit. Yeah, I think we're going to put him on. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty good idea there,
Yinks,
I think, Coach.
Yinks walked automatically. He's down to first. First walk of the game, and it's an intentional one.
Yep, it's an intentional one.
For Bo, he's got – Bo now has 8 strikeouts in
this
ball
game. We got a force anywhere, so we got to just knock it down and go to a bag here, fellas.
So the defense backs up. Bases are juiced. Number four hole guy, Hunter Klett, coming to the game. He struck out looking both times up.
Big boy. Curveball. Ooh, he about took that. He didn't move much.
Right, he tried to put his hands out, I think, a little bit.
I think he wanted to get hit there.
Hate to give up a run with a hit to back.
Come on, Bo.
Gets down in the hole here. One ball, no strike.
That's the one thing you do take a chance on.
That one's outside for a ball. No place to put him here, Bo. Get back in here.
You got to make him a hitter.
Get back in
here. Let your defense do their job. Come on, Bo. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs, bases, juice.
Big pitch right here. In the dirt.
Knocked down by Marcus.
Now.
All right, Bo, you got to go one at a time.
3 balls, no strikes. Bases loaded. No place to put the number four hole guy. Indians are tied with the Commodores 1-1.
Well, he's going to look at the first one, so we got to throw this one right down the pipe.
He definitely ain't swinging here.
No pitch and catch here with Marcus. Come on now, partner. He threw it in the dirt. Oh, thank you.
Yes, he threw that baby over to first.
He tried to pick off at first. He threw it in the dirt. Luckily, it hit the runner.
Runner stopped
and killed it.
Yeah,
so then it
Yingst hit it. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm thinking Kendrick would have been running to the fence.
That could have been two runs.
That would have been trouble. Come on, Bo.
Come on, Bo. That's exactly right.
Bo's getting it. Come on, baby.
Outside, ball four.
Ball four. That's the thing you take a chance of.
Yeah, when you walk the guy to load the bases up, you got to
throw strikes. He's a stud, but I don't know. Oh, well.
So now.
Now Bo's done.
Yeah, I think Bo's going to be done. We're going to see what happens here. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap things up, get things straightened out here in the book. We'll be back in a little bit. Bo's.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, looks like Tyler Holman's going to take over on the mound here for Bo 10. Bo pitched a heck of a ball game. He's got three guys out there right now. Two across the plate so far in this ball game.
Gotta get out
one this inning, and now Troy comes in. Bases loaded.
Juju, you got to make it out here.
2 outs. And it's going to be Jahu Mooney's.
Just a little low.
Troy's first pitch. Down in the dirt a little bit.
Come on, Troy, baby. Make him hit her anyhow.
Yeah, our defense has been out there a long time. We got to get in.
Mm-hmm. We've been.
Here comes the 1-0.
Oh.
That pitch is outside for a ball. Troy wanted to strike right there, but it was off the plate.
Yep, pretty far off.
Now he's down 2-0. Need a strike here. Big time.
Oh, challenge him. Come on, 11.
Let your defense help you.
Yep, we got to get. We got to make him make plays.
Here comes a 2-0 offering.
There you go. Right, attaboy, attaboy.
That was a big pitch right there.
That was a big pitch. Needed to get that strike. Same thing, big fella. It's kind of tailing in on him. That'd be a tough pitch to hit.
Make him hit it. Make him hit it. That one's outside. Come on, Troy. We need strikes.
3-1.
3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Bases loaded. Indians down by a run. Not a good time for another walk here. Don't give him the freebies, folks.
Yeah, got to make him hit it. No, ball low.
It's low, and it's in the dirt. So Troy walks in another runner, and now the Commodores have a 2-run lead on the Indians. Yanks goes to third. He was the guy that was intentionally walked. Hunter Klett down to second, and now Jahu Mooney's is down to first. So we went walk, walk, walk.
Yeah. That's not what you want.
No. And now it's a 3-1 ball game.
Good pitch.
Now Troy's going to come back and fire. Hopefully he gets an out here.
Get an out here. We're all right.
Yeah,
we're all right.
We got two at bats here.
We still got some sticks.
Two at bats, and I think coming up it's going to be Kendrick and Alex for the Indians.
Yeah.
Comes the 0-1.
Oh, close.
Just a smidgey outside. Marcus tried to pull that baby back
tried
in
to pull him back,
the
but he couldn't.
One ball, one strike. Bases loaded, two out and two in here in the inning.
1-1 count.
All right, Troy, come on, baby.
That one swung out back to the screen. Now he gets in front of him. One ball, two strikes. Stepping on a blue.
Blue, you're standing on it.
Can't see down with that mask on.
Nope, hard to see. All right, come on, D. Make a play here.
Come on, Troy, but a good pitch here. Here comes a 1-2. Curveball stays high.
Deuce is wild.
Brady Shively, your batter. Shelly grounded out to Alex at short, and he had a base hit his last time up. That's outside. Now he loaded. Now he's got a full count. The runners are going to be gone.
Runners will go. Need a good pitch here. Let's make this
Got ahead of him. 1-2. Now back to back balls. Now he's got to have a strike.
Way out of strike zone. We got to bring him up there. Make him think about it a little bit here.
You got to put it down the middle. Here comes the runner. Swing and a miss. Got it.
That a boy, Troy. That's big.
Got in on his hands. Got him to swing and cut through it. Nothing but air. We get out of that jam. But in the inning, they pick up two huge runs. They leave the bases loaded. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Indians now trail 3-1.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, we're back here, top of the sixth inning. We got one pitch and one base hit off the bat of Kendrick.
Good boy, Kendrick.
Kendrick
Wendell. Pinch runner here, maybe.
So now, leadoff guy on. Coach going to come out.
Somebody's getting a helmet here, I think.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have a runner, and it looks like it's going to be Rexy Leverett coming in here to run.
Boy, Kendrick.
So Kendrick with a leadoff base hit on the first pitch. Rex Leverett down there at first.
Atta boy, 20.
Stretch out a little bit, Rexy. Big run down there. Tying run at the plate now with Alex Deuce.
Come on, Alex.
Alex, base one for two
here.
So far in this
That'd
ball game.
Big
base hit last time up. Then he got thrown out. Trying to steal second. There's a bunt down the first base line. Going to go foul.
Yep. It's a good idea.
Boy, that was bunting hard enough. Second baseman went over to cover the bag.
Yeah, they had it over a little bit.
That'd have been a
that would have been about a base hit. Roll right into right field.
No give up in these purple
lines. Come on,
lines.
Alex.
Let's go.
Come on, baby.
There's the pitch. Look, that's going to be a little bit outside. He called that a strike?
Yeah, it was a foot outside.
Wow.
That was not a very good call.
Redhawks got to protect now. Crazy thing was is that Rex got off the bag pretty far. Catcher went ahead and fired down to first. We're actually back in time, but
yeah, barely. Close.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Coach Einstein, are you kidding me? That was a strike? Oh, he said he went it. He went? He offered? He wasn't even close to offering, and that pitch was
no,
2 feet
outside. No, that was definitely not an offer.
Oh, Alex, it's not getting very much luck here.
So now,
Rex, you got to get a little bigger lead.
No balls, two strikes. Rex off the base an inch. Swing and a miss on high cheese.
Ah.
Seducey goes down swinging for out number one in this ball game, in this inning, and that's going to bring
Wyatt Ben's coming
in. Wyatt Ben coming in for Bo Tin.
Oh, I would guess, yeah. All right, Wyatt.
Wyatt had two hits the other night at Delphus. He's a gamer now, I'm telling you. Come on, Wyatt Ben.
Barry's coach out. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I have no idea what that conversation is about.
Coach Jackson says, well, I want to know.
I couldn't hear what he said.
Not quite sure either.
All right. Runner at first, Rex Lever.
Oh, Wyatt Ben.
Batter in the box, Wyatt Ben.
Let me base hit here.
3-1 ball game.
A lot of holes out there.
Benny steps in, takes a big cut, comes up empty. Finds
big
himself
rip.
Down in the hole, 0-1. Well, I'd like to see us get one here, Fee.
I would too. Be nice to go. Well, be
don't want to try to score two here in the seventh.
Get away. Oh, in the dirt.
Nice stop by the catcher. One ball, one strike now.
Come on, Wyatt Ben.
Benny steps back in the box. Ace is wild. One ball, one strike. Ah. Swing and a miss on the inside.
Well, high heat in the hands. They just can't stay off of it.
Jammed him right there.
Tough pitch to hit. What a play here.
So now with one ball, two strikes, swing and a miss.
Another one high heat in the
Benny
hands.
Took three big cuts. Came up empty on all three of them. He goes down swinging. That's second strikeout in the inning. Back-to-back K's
Brock
for Orston.
Big hit last time up. How about doing it again, Brock?
Yeah, here comes number six coming up to the plate.
Rip one down the left field line for a stand-up double his last time, huh?
So we got two outs. Brock's up, and he swings the first one. That's going to be down the right field line, and it's
he dropped it. He dropped it.
All right, here comes Rex.
Go.
Rex is going around
first. Come on, Rex. Come on, Rex.
Rex coming around. He's going to score.
Come on, Rex. Get down, get down, get down. Attaboy. Good job. Attaboy, Brock Deuce.
Rex Leverett scores from first base on a double by.
Well, the right fielder took a dive trying to make that play, and he didn't come up with it.
Yes, he did. He came up empty. And now the tying run at second base with the leadoff man, Troy Homan.
Troy Homan, come on, baby.
And let me tell you something. Troy Homan wants to hit the ball so bad he can taste it.
Oh, yeah, he's feeling one.
So a huge hit for Brock Deuce scores Rex from first base.
We got to get him in. Let's go.
And now we roll back to the top.
Brock Deuce, big hit again. Boy, he's been on fire the last couple games.
Second double.
That's a senior that don't want to quit.
Nope, he's ready to roll, baby. All right, Troy, come on, help yourself here. Let's go.
Come on, line drive.
Tie this bad boy up. Let's do it.
Way
that pitch is outside.
I was watching. Those outside pitches, anything even minutely close, is strike.
Come on, Troy, get one to drive here. And he does. Get down in the fair.
That's foul. Woo, he hit it.
Pulled foul, man. He hit that baby on the screws and pulled it right over that first baseman's head and it hooked him foul.
Brock Deuce was all the way around third already.
Oh, he could have backpedaled in
there. Oh, yeah, he could have walked in.
Now it's one ball, one strike.
Straight around. Give me a line drive here somewhere. Come, kid.
Swings through that one.
Come on, Troy, you're all right. Let's go now.
One ball, two strikes. Troy Boy not having his best game at leadoff.
No, he's
struck
not.
Out three times here, folks,
he
so we
due.
Know.
Anything close, you got to put it somewhere.
Hit.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, 11. Come on, 11.
One time, 11.
Here comes the pitch.
Popped up.
Pops it up.
Second baseman going out. Right fielder coming in. Oh. And the center fielder takes it out of nowhere.
Jumped over his head to catch it.
What in the world was that?
Whew. Boy, it's too bad they didn't run into each other.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Not very smart.
The right fielder was camping, and the center fielder came over and took it away from him. But
well, we got one, though.
In the end, we do pick up one run. It's a now 3-2 ball game in favor of the Commodores. We'll be back to the bottom of the sixth in a bit.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Fee, we need a goose egg up
we
here.
We do need nobody's a goose egg. Gappy, 1-2-3 sounds
good.
Yeah,
we got Troy Boy coming back out here on the mound. And they're going to face 7-8-9, Brady Mulholland.
The big fella, first baseman.
Yep. Brady Mulholland so far struck out swinging, struck out looking his first two times up. Let's see if we can keep that going.
Keep that string going.
Comes the first offering from Troy, and that's going to be high and outside.
A little high.
Indians picked up a run in the, let's see here, we picked up a run in the top half of the second and one in the top half of the sixth for our two runs.
A little high and
tight. Commodores picked up one run in the bottom of the fourth, and they picked up two runs in the bottom of the fifth, and that's where we stand, 3-2 Commodores.
Yeah, we walked two runners in, too. Doggone.
Yeah, we had three walks that inning. It was killer. Swinging a miss, got him right there.
It's a good pitch. Nice smooth.
Yeah, that was a good delivery, wasn't it?
It was. Much better. Come on, Troy. Oh, foul ball.
Troy gets a piece of that on the check swing, and that's going to bring it 2-2.
Now get him yourself here, 11.
Yeah, throw him the curveball now.
2-2. Time called.
It's a pretty nice complex they got here. Man, they got fields everywhere. Softball field over there. Looks like the football field's out that way. And
got it all out here.
Yeah, they do.
Looks good.
A lot of room. Looks nice over here. Perry Country. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss.
That a boy. Look.
Got him with their crazy leg kick.
The old Louis T. Hunt jacked the leg.
Sure was.
I love it. One away. I love it. Let's go now. Put a goose egg up. Let's put two on the board and then put another goose egg up.
That is 10 strikeouts now for the Indians. Between
Bo and Troy Boy,
yeah.
Yep.
Troy dealing again.
Coming up
firing. This is Hunter Scott. Hunter Scott grounded out to Landon his first time up, and he struck out last time up.
Boy, these are the guys you want to get.
He had a base hit. I'm sorry.
Rock Deuce way in.
You know what? This is the guy that started the whole thing last inning.
Yep.
He came up, let it off with a base hit, and then the 8 and 9 guys both got hits to start them off, and that's what it takes.
Yeah,
bottom
it
of the
does.
Lineup. Gets a piece of that one. Fouls him back to the screen. All right, he's way ahead here. One ball, two strikes. Throws a fastball and goes down to Landon. Landon's going to scoop it up easy, and he's going to fire over to Kendrick for an out.
Throw that ball.
Yeah, boys, don't be scared.
Don't be throwing. That's the worst thing a poor first baseman can do is try to get it out of the dirt on a bang-bang play.
Well, and he's right there, so just...
Yeah, just fire that thing.
Fire that baby over. He's ready.
Yep.
Nonetheless, we keep the bases empty.
Number 9.
Now we go to... Braylon Ardner, who had a base hit his last inning, come around to score. Got walked in. This one he pops up on the play. Perry with a 3-2 lead here. Indians got one more at bat to try to even things up. And it's going to be Landon Post, number two hitter, batting for the Indians.
2-3-4. We got good hitters coming
up. Oh, curveball. That's a nasty one.
Absolute best curveball that Troy's thrown all night.
Yes, sir. That was a good one. Buckled him and brought her right back over the
plate. Now he's away.
Right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
But I think you bring it again.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. He's going to do the old foot thing.
Yeah, he is.
Swing
and a miss. All right. Got him twice with the leg kicks. We're out of that inning. We threw the goose egg on like we wanted to. Now it's up to the bats.
Come on,
we
got
to get the bats in there. We need one run to tie this baby up. We go to the top of the seventh. 3-2 Commodores.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
You're busy, but the family's hungry. Give Miracle Lanes a call at 375-4274, and they'll take care of the cooking. Whether it's their awesome pizza, subs, wings, great sandwiches, fried goodies, everybody can get what they want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their all-you-can-eat pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. And if you're looking for a fun idea for your kid's birthday party, call Miracle Lanes and reserve a lane or two, and you'll have a bunch of happy kids, and you'll have no muss and fuss. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and they'll be closed starting Sunday, May 22nd, and will reopen on Tuesday after Memorial Day.
All right, here we go. This is what it's all about. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Indians coming to the plate with 2-3-4.
It's
going to be Landon, Cale, and Marcus with a chance to tie this puppy up. We trail by one.
Yes, sir. Did get a text from Holly Gannon, and they've never been to the district finals, the girls. The
girls have never been to the district finals until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Ball out.
Posty takes that first pitch for a ball.
Anyway, Landon, come on, baby.
Absolutely. Let's get that tying run on the base. Young man back out there. Horston back out there for his seventh inning of work.
By the way,
takes a cut and it goes over the screen for a strike.
Gotta go, boys.
Come on, Purple. Here we go now.
Let's get a man on here.
That pitch taken for a strike. I'll tell you what.
Whew, this guy's not very good.
Yeah, I was starting to think the same thing, Pete.
Your 9-iron out.
Boy, that was a bad one there. One ball, two strikes.
There comes a 1-2. Landon takes a piece of it. Goes out to right center. Right fielder was just a little bit too high, Pete.
Just a little bit too high.
Posty flies out to the right fielder.
Hit her hard. Come on, Cale. Get us started here.
For out number one, and that's going to bring our left fielder.
Couple big hits.
Number two,
going,
Cale Rammel. Boy, if he could pull one down the line, Fee, I tell you what. Get a little air underneath it.
Inside.
That's inside.
Oh, my.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. That is. That one about hit him. Wow.
How do you call that a strike?
Not very good.
Now we got a chase.
Hey, you're chasing pitches that are terrible, but they're strikes.
Yeah, now we got a chase. That's crap.
That's too bad.
So now Cale finds himself down. No balls, two strikes.
Got a battle here, Cale. Come on, baby.
Right now. That pitch is swung on, heading out towards the right fielder, too. Right fielder is right at it. And that's going to be out number two. So back-to-back flyouts to the right fielder for the first two outs of the inning. And the Indians now find themselves down to their last out with Marcus.
Come on, Marcus. Don't go down without a fight.
Coming into the plate. Absolutely. I tell you what, Riggs Toby on deck.
Couple three hits in a row here.
Gosh dang, I tell you what.
Well, it's really tough though when you got
that was a crap call.
You got to swing at pitches that
gosh dang it.
Foot outside.
First pitch swung on and chopped foul down the third baseline.
Come on, Marcus. Find a hole, baby. Find a hole here, kid.
Indians down by one.
Come
two
on,
outs here,
one
top
time,
of
baby.
The seventh. Here comes the pitch. And that's swung on. Ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. Fires over to the first baseman, and that's going to do it. Indians fall in the sectional finals here to the Lima Perry Commodores, 3-2. We'll be back in a little bit to wrap it up.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time. And you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back to wrap things up.
Yes,
this is going to be the season ender for the Fort Recovery Indians, and they fall 3-2 in a pretty dang good game here at Lima Perry.
Did.
And the Indians jumped out to a 1-0 lead. We held on to it for a couple of innings, and they tied things up in the fourth inning, and then they got two runs in the fifth.
Yep.
And that's how we ended, 3-2. For the Indians, we had two runs on 9 hits. We stranded 7, being one time we had bases loaded. And couldn't get anybody across the plate.
Bases loaded, right? Maybe one out.
Yeah, we struck out 6 times. We never had a walk tonight. Hats off to the Horston kid. He pitched a pretty good game.
Pitched a complete game.
And Indians committed 0 errors.
Yep.
For the Lima Perry boys, of course, they had 3 runs. They only had 5 hits. They struck out 11 times. Our pitchers did a whale of a job.
They really did.
But the kicker is the 4 walks, and we had 3 of them in one inning.
Two of them.
And that's how they scored a couple of runs.
Two runs in on walks. That hurts.
And they were all Bo's runs, and Bo's going to take the loss for the Indians. And Troy came in and tried to get out of it.
Fun year for the Indians this year. I think they battled well, and they had fun together. I think the atmosphere in the dugout was good this year. I think Coach Ike's first year is a promising one. I think he's going to be a great coach down the road.
I sure do, too.
We got a great nucleus coming back next year. We're going to really miss Marcus and Kendrick and Brock, our three seniors. But I tell you what, we got a great nucleus back. We got to get the big fella, Patchy, back, arm feeling good next year. We'll see what happens. I'm excited about Fort Recovery baseball.
Absolutely. It's doing well.
We also wanted to end the baseball Neil wanted to put out. We want to thank all our listeners for following our Indians baseball broadcast all season long here on Fort Recovery Radio. We've enjoyed bringing you all the games live this season. Bob Harold and Dave, hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed doing the games. Also, a big thank you to Jerry Byram and Tommy Galdine for helping us out with the broadcast. We'd also like to go with our shout-out to our sponsors. Calvin, you want to give
Absolutely. We want to thank all the sponsors that helps us here on Fort Recovery Radio. That's Miracle Lanes, K&L Tractors, Cop Pharmacy, Wayne Street Market, B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, and Fort Recovery Dairy. Also, Hall Brothers, Wangler Hardware, Hastings Auto Sales, The Tin Cupboard, the Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, and the Brick Street Tavern. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a pretty good season. We ended the season at 13-11. The Commodores move on to the district. They are now 21-4. Gosh dang it, we were a couple outs, a couple hits away from.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
if we could have got a couple runs and maybe got a cushion, we never got a bigger cushion than a one-run lead.
You're exactly right there, Davey. I mean, with that bases loaded, if we had a big two-out hit or something there, running, knock a couple runs in, we're up 3-0. Then the pressure's on them.
Yeah, but. and they got that one and tied it back up, and then they kind of relaxed a little bit.
And
we didn't have an error. They had 2 errors in the ball game, but the Indians played a pretty clean game. And like I said, we struck out 11 of their guys. Yep. It just wasn't enough. So for Dave Kaplan, Harold Feely, and Isaac Brinkerhoff, right? I got that right. And Mick Expense, thanks for listening to this season's baseball broadcast.
We'll be back next year.
We'll be back. Thanks for listening.
Hopefully.
So long.
been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.